Do you expect me to talk asbestos fingers? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to slowly develop mesothelioma.
Welcome to the Makeshift Podcast. I'm Chris Powell from Full Steam Designs, and with me tonight is Luke Johnson of Crafty Man Forge, and Austin Saunders of High Caliber Craftsman. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
We don't have Corey here tonight. I guess he needed a night off or something.
Mental health day.
Yeah, I think his kids had a snow day. I don't know about you guys. We got blasted by some, I don't even know what it was. We had like hurricane warning or tornado warnings and all sorts of stuff. Tons of rain and took down my fence, part of my fence in the backyard. But I don't know, not too bad here. I guess he's getting snow, so his kids had a snow day yesterday and today. So
yeah, we got hit around here too. We only got about 5 inches, but the wind started to pick up and roads got slick. But I mean, we've definitely had worse.
5 inches can be a lot.
I mean, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's all a matter of perspective. Because, like I was saying, you know, winter finally showed up. No big deal, because I was wearing shorts, working, carrying mail all through December. Whereas last December, the previous year, I was driving through a blizzard where we had 15 inches of snow and 50-mile-an-hour winds, and I was delivering packages Christmas Eve. So I was like, yeah, I'll take this. A little delayed winter doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, we basically had just like a low tropical depression kind of run through. Is what it felt like. But colder.
Yeah, it was nice and warm.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 65
here. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Where are you at again, Luke?
Northern Iowa.
Okay, that sounds terrible.
It's pretty terrible. Although it's warmer on average every day through the winter, it's about 20 degrees warmer than where I'm from. I'm originally from northern Minnesota.
So it's like summertime there.
Practically, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I moved down south.
So I think we're going to talk about more social media stuff, kind of our growth over the last year, because me and Austin were kind of comparing numbers the other day, seeing where we had started at, and you know, it kind of looked like both of us just started taking off in like January of last year. Was that right, Austin? Or was it just me? Yeah. And Luke is starting to get some videos going now, so we can talk about those. And maybe between the three of us, we can figure out what he can keep doing to keep going with that. But yeah, I don't know. So I guess on Instagram last year, at this time, I was looking at, I think I had about 7,000, 6,500 or 7,000 followers. And I just hit like 234,000. So whatever that is.
It's like pretty 5% good growth or something.
5%? Yeah.
I'm not really good at math. But
yeah. I was going to say, that math ain't mathin'.
Yeah. I think it's about 6.
Yeah. I might forget to carry the one or something.
What were you at this time last year?
So January 6th was the only date that I could check, and I was at 1,600 followers. And then now I'm at like 97-ish.
And where were you at, Luke?
What am I at? Yeah, 96, 97. I mean, we're talking under 100, right? I think I just got up to like 432 I'm at now on Instagram.
Yeah. Looks like 433. Don't mind that.
Yeah, my eyes are bad.
Yeah, I got to check and see if I follow him now.
Yeah, I went and followed you real quick.
Yeah, I double checked before you got on here to make sure that I followed you. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I follow him. I'm pretty sure you do, Chris, because you're always liking my stuff. So
yeah, no, I do see all your stuff. So yeah, you kind of had one start to go pretty good. It was where was that one taken off? That was on Instagram and TikTok and.
Well, that's the funny thing. It on each of the platforms, it is my best video, except Facebook, because Facebook is weird. But it was my best video on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. But the one where it went insane was on TikTok. But, and so a difference of like, it did 3,500 views on Instagram, 17,000 plus on YouTube, and 1.4 million on TikTok. And then immediately all my other TikTok videos went back down to getting like a couple hundred for an hour and then stopping.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at even your Instagram now, and even since then, they have kind of fallen off. So what are the parts that you start with? They're like nails or?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot. That's kind of how I started working with the...
Go ahead and tell them what they are. It's going to work out great.
What are?
the pieces of steel that you're working with in there.
Well, yeah, they were nails.
Yeah, what kind of nails?
You knew that. Duplex nails.
Which are concrete guys use to make forms. He wouldn't know that because he does dry forms.
Now we see what you were laughing at.
That's what I was like. As soon as I saw it,
like, well, I was like, "What's the joke?"
Like, well, I was wondering too. I don't know.
Yeah, all the concrete guys around here use those because it's easy to pull the forms apart.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'd always seen them like for temporary construction. At which, I mean, concrete forms would fall under that too. But yeah, just so you've got that extra nail head there. But when I first started learning blacksmithing, my teacher, he would do those when we'd do demos. He'd just heat up a duplex nail, pound it flat. There's a little sword for the kiddies, and they'd come and they'd take that as a souvenir. And I was like, yeah, that's cool and all, but there's got to be more we can do with it. And so that's kind of how I started my little social media journey when I started really taking it seriously a couple months ago. I was like, I want to see just how many different things I can make out of a duplex nail. And I'm up to a lot. And now I've gotten to, okay, now I'll see what I can make out of multiple duplex nails. And that was the one that took off, was my Terminator hand bottle opener. But otherwise, a lot of the ones where I'm just using a single nail, you can see that back December 21st, I posted with just a bunch of them lined up on a board. And I just started out with most of them with just a single duplex nail. One of them, like the double-headed twisted haft axe, that was with two nails, but... I don't know. I just thought it was a good experience in moving the material and everything. And I was kind of impressed with how much I was able to draw some of it out to make those, like that little flux spoon that I made. I got that thing about twice as long as the normal nail.
Yeah, that's cool. I think one of the beauties of that one, of your Terminator hand, is the thumbnail. So like in the explore section, people are probably like, what is that? You know, mm-hmm. If I was to take a guess.
What's your name on TikTok?
It's at Crafty, KR4FTY. But then you can find it by searching Crafty Man also.
I have no idea why, but absolutely nothing is coming up for me. It's spelled with a K?
Yeah. This is already shaping out to be an awesome podcast. So we keep on pausing to look at social media.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, well, I just wanted to have your video up so I could see.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't find you either.
I'll have to go and send you guys links or something.
Yeah, KR4FTY.
Looks like it.
Yeah. But although yeah, it usually pops up one of my videos right away if you put in Crafty Man with a K.
1.4 million views and 9 comments. That is just so weird.
And 2 of them are mine.
Yeah.
Or actually more than 2 of them are mine. 5 of them are mine because I responded to each comment and then one of them I gave 2 responses to.
Yeah.
Because some of them didn't make any sense at all. Like the one lady was like, she was Vietnamese, so I had to run it through Google Translate. And she said, just give me some chopsticks or a clumsy spoon. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, yep. People say some weird stuff.
And then I made chopsticks out of duplex nails. So
credit to her.
Yeah, I said it was from a request and, you know, I posted it as a response to her saying that. Yeah, there was another Vietnamese lady who said, these housing prices are too high. The market is frozen. Ha 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 ha. And that
the rent is too damn high. That's the Vietnamese equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how my bottle opener reminded you of that.
Yeah, sounds like you're huge in Vietnam.
Indonesia was my biggest. 12% of the viewers were there.
That's weird. Mine is normally Axis of Evil, so like Iran, Saudi Arabia, like
I got a lot of that.
Russia.
Too.
I don't know who exactly is Axis of Evil, but I remember that from the W era.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is, I think some of the people might actually be, because there were a lot of people favoriting that video and stuff too, that I think we're going to like reverse engineer it to make it themselves and potentially try and sell it. I was like, more power to you if that's something that works for you. But, you know, I just did it as an exercise to see if I could do it. And then I thought it looked cool. And apparently a lot of those people did too.
Yeah, it's a cool exercise in creativity. I remember Black Bear Forge on YouTube. He was doing like the hook of the week. And like I think he went for like 60 or maybe even more than that episodes. And so every week he was making a different hook out of a scrap metal bucket. Just he would grab a piece of metal out and turn it into some kind of hook. And that was that was a really cool thing just to watch him try to figure out a new style hook because he would never duplicate it. So it was always a new style hook. And I'm like, man, sometimes he spent like 40 minutes like in a video time making a very difficult hook that didn't look so great. But it was good to like, you know, get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how I viewed the Duplex Nail project where, because one of my playlists on YouTube is what can you do with a duplex nail? Except it's supposed to, in your head, it's supposed to sound like the Klondike bar theme. What can you do with a duplex nail?
I was thinking, what can you do with a drunken sailor? That's what I thought you were going with it.
Yeah, you see, totally wrong. Yeah, that's the wrong jingle. So that one.
Oh boy. So like a couple weeks ago, I had tried doing another concrete video, and then I finally just did an update to that, like more testing and stuff. I dropped a couple weights on some pieces tonight, and it really hasn't done much of anything anywhere, which is kind of surprising. So maybe it's just because it's the off season, you know, and people aren't really thinking about stuff like that, or you know, all the concrete workers probably had to go get real jobs or something.
You should have dropped some weights on some evaporust. There's your moneymaker.
Well, you'll definitely get some comments.
Yeah, how's that video doing for you?
Well, as a corporate shill, not labeled by myself, it's been doing great.
They sending you money for it? They've been sending you evaporust?
They send me stock and evaporust, and I just park it in my new beach house they bought me. No, they just... they sent me evaporust, and that's why I was using it. Like, I was just literally making a throwaway reel, and people lost their minds, so... And the guy who's fucking bitching about me in my podcast section, he's going to probably hear this podcast too. So go fuck yourself.
he's on your way. Where's he bitching about you?
In our podcast comment section.
On Instagram?
On Instagram. Yeah. Well, I don't think it's there anymore. And Christy was like, I'll handle it. And I was like, let me handle it. And she's like, I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish she had just left it, but
yeah, well, I can send you a screenshot.
Okay. Yeah.
It is impressive the strong opinions that people have behind a screen.
Well, I get, so the guy was saying like that I'm bypassing safety measures by not wearing a glove, but if you on the label, it says non-toxic, right?
Yeah.
And then when people are like, I don't know if I'd be doing that, I would respond, the first 50 that said that, I said, everybody's responsible for their own safety. Do whatever makes you feel comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Well, once it gets past that, I answer that 50 fucking times, then I'm going to just start answering with funny shit. So I'm not going to keep going, you know? And this guy just has a problem with capitalism. Every time that I would post a sponsored product, he would just make a fucking shitty comment. And I almost blocked him 6 months ago. And, I didn't, but I should have, because he's just a cunt.
Damn.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't record immediately after I read it. But I don't care, man. Stop acting like a bitch, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
or how about this? Come to my page and comment that instead of the page that Christy deals with.
Yeah.
And on like on one of our guests' posts, right? Mm. That's shitty.
Right.
If you want to come at me, feel free to go on the makeshift podcast page.
Oh, please. Come on ours. I live for that stuff.
Oh, Chris, you'd be all in it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, there's Chris jumping through his cleat.
Oh, yeah.
I got one.
You know that guy that's wearing like the yellow suit and standing next to the tree rubbing his hands together? The meme.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's like that guy that I had that messaged.
Yeah, Broadback.
No, not Broadback.
Housemaid?
Nope.
Somebody else?
Why am I blanking so hard here?
Oh, not Broad. Bex Armory.
Bex Armory. Good.
Ah, yeah. Bex. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I knew that too.
And I would have known it when we got to the patrons and I read his name out. Yeah, but that's like the guy that messaged him like he was going to care, you know, right, that I made a reel that didn't interest that guy. Like, I don't know, people's own
make him make stuff that I want to watch.
Yeah, man, I've had a couple people comment this week that were on different platforms that were like, man, most of your content's good, but this just isn't doing it for me. I don't know what reels they were commenting on or whatever. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. And then I blocked them. Like,
yeah, I've been swift with the ban hammer this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that if you hide somebody's comments on YouTube, that then I can't even see it anymore. Because I still kind of wanted to follow along, and I'm like, oh, they're all gone now.
What you got to do is just hide them from your channel.
Well, that's what I tried to do, but maybe so I don't have that option on, because I do everything off of my cell phone. So yeah. I don't know if maybe that's a desktop. No. Thing.
I don't know. I always use my phone, so.
I don't know.
I don't do hide.
I'm also very new to this.
You just get straight blocked.
Yeah, well, I don't really think that's an option on YouTube.
Hide?
I think hide user from channel is the only option.
Right, and that's block, basically.
Yeah.
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 I had some that I just didn't want other people being bothered by their comment, but I kind of wanted to keep them around to, you know, see what they were about, and then that option was gone. But because overall I haven't, you know, like I said, I'm very new to this, so I don't have a whole lot of hatred coming my way yet.
Oh, well, get ready, it's coming.
I know they're, some of them are trying, they're like skirting around the issues and things that you're there. I had one guy, I'm assuming he was just jealous because my channel was starting to take off, because I looked at his channel, if you can call it that, because he had like 7 views 10 years ago or something. And
he had what you had last week.
Like this morning. Like right now, I haven't posted in a couple of days. So the numbers are slowly winding down. It's like they're not promoting my stuff as strong. So I'm just about to have my biggest views from my most recent post disappear. So I'm going to be down into like a few hundred views in the last 48 hours. Mm. Because right now I'm sitting at 4724 for the last 48 hours on YouTube. And pretty soon those will drop off, and then I'll post another video tomorrow night and probably a couple more on the weekend and get them back up there again. But this guy, he just posts on one of the videos, says, "Nice bouncing anvil." And I said, "Thank you." And just left it. I was like, I'm not sure what you're trying to say. Have you watched Forged in Fire? Those anvils bounce all over the place. I mean, a bouncing anvil doesn't say anything.
Everybody's got something to say, man.
Yeah, I know.
When you get into like knife making and stuff on YouTube, I'm sure that's the, because like there's certain people that are like the worst, like welders like to comment. Obviously, concrete workers is one Chris cued in on. Machinists are terrible. Like,
when you get into those iron pan users.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
They are opinionated.
Yeah.
You know how you know someone cooks with cast iron pans?
They'll tell you about it.
They'll tell you about it. That's my next target audience.
So how many vegans cook with cast iron pans? Can you imagine how quick you'd hear about that?
Yeah, obviously none, because I've never heard about it.
Yeah, did you ever see that? It was a meme going around for a while. There was one of those Australian morning shows, and they had this little kid call in with his joke of the week or joke of the day or whatever. And then the host like started cracking up because the kid is like, "So a vegan and a vegetarian were in a contest. So they jumped off a cliff to see who would hit the ground first. Who wins?" And they're like, "I don't know. Who wins?" He says, "Society."
Oh, boy. I got a message from one of the guys that I hit with the copyright strike last week that we were talking about. And he said, "I apologize for making a reaction video," which I struggle to call that a reaction video. Like, a reaction video should at least, I mean, first off, he didn't react. He just said, "Should I do this?" And then he stood there not saying anything and said, "Yeah, I don't know, guys. What do you think? Should I do this?" Like, that's not a reaction video. That's just you putting your face over a video so that you can repost it.
Yeah. And
so he's like, "I meant no harm from it. I didn't even pull the video from one of your pages." Like, you shouldn't be pulling the video from anyone's page, period.
Right.
Like, if, you know, we discussed this last week, if you're going to stitch someone's video or whatever the different platforms do it, they all have their own way of doing it, you know? So just use their stuff to do it, because then you at least credit whoever you're taking the video from, you know? Like, that's the right way to do it. But he goes, "It's honestly hard to ever find the person that created original videos." Again, if you can't find the person who created that video, do not use it. Like, so he was asking me to withdraw the strike because he's afraid he could lose his channel. So I'm guessing that he's done this before.
Not,
I mean,
first.
Yeah, I can tell. I know he's done this before because every video on his page is someone else's video. And I'm sure he's gotten hit with copyright strikes before from people. So now he's, you know, sweating about it. It's like, so
how many times has he written you?
Just once.
All right.
I didn't respond because I had no intention of, you know, taking the strike back. Like, I took Ed's back though. Right. Yeah, because I accidentally hit him.
I didn't have anybody message me after it, because I had the same. I had a bunch of them, and just when you told me about that, I was like, "Oh, I should go look at that." And I never got a. Of course, you probably have to check your email to find that out. But
yeah,
so I don't know. Maybe I have.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a bunch of people in there.
I don't care either way.
Yeah. I mean, either way, just don't do it. Like, You should not have to come ask me to remove a copyright strike, because you just shouldn't be using my stuff without my permission.
Right.
So
you guys know who Sniper Wolf is?
I've kind of heard the, I don't know. I always on YouTube, I see those things pop up and I don't know.
She was,
I don't follow
another one of those big
stuff.
Reaction channels. And I think that was kind of what did her in. I mean, mainly the doxing is what did her in, but part of it was also that when people started to really examine her channel, they realized she was using a lot of videos without proper credit and things like that, and just basically, you know, stealing content from a bunch of other people and really getting rich off of it.
Yeah. I feel like that reaction stuff is crap. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, all those shows like Ridiculousness and America's Funniest Home Videos, all those kind of shows, like, they have to ask you. And like on Ridiculousness, one of my buddies, he had a surfing video that they paid and they asked him to use, and then I think they cut him a check for like $500 to use it. And I'm like, yeah, that's how it should work. You should get paid for your work. Like, you're putting, people don't realize how much time that you put into videos. Like, it's unbelievable the amount of time, especially when you get to like how many videos Chris makes, or it's so much freaking work. And then you get some idiot in the comment section like, oh, you're just a corporate shill or whatever the fuck they say about, you know, this is just a guy from Big Concrete coming after us, or, you know, whatever.
Didn't you have a guy, Austin, that was, wasn't it just recently, that was saying you put your work into the public domain?
Oh, yeah.
That was you that got that comment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I can use any of your videos that I want. And I was like, no, you can't. And he's like, you put it in public domain, which means I can use it. I was like, that is 100% not how that works. Because if that's how it worked, I could be starring in Iron Man.
Right.
Like, as a reaction video on my own channel. I don't think Disney's going to let that fly.
Well, yeah, that's somebody just, you know, talking from between their butt cheeks instead of their face cheeks, because they have no idea what they're talking about. They've heard someone say public domain and they're like, oh, if I can watch this in public on my phone, that means public domain.
Right. And to that guy's credit, he at least tagged me, but you should ask somebody before you use their video. That's what, bottom line, if you want to use somebody's video, ask them. Mm-hmm. I've never said no to anybody who asked me. I was like, go ahead. Every single time. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, any of mine, as long as credit is given, I don't mind. Like, if somebody shares one of my clips in the story or something like that.
But the key is they should ask you. Or if they want to do like what that one guy was doing with Chris's videos, every single app has a way in platform to do a stitch, a duet, like all of them have it. So use that.
Yeah.
You know that somebody that's getting as many views as Chris is on every platform. Like, the guy's making tons and tons of videos. All you have to do is search his name. Pops right up.
Yeah, but so that guy went and took my video down from Instagram and Facebook, but he left it up on TikTok. And I mean, that's probably where he's making the most money off it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did that because he probably searched for me, and I had him blocked at the time, so he couldn't take any more of my videos.
Right.
And so he didn't think you were on there?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Which tells you that he's a dirtbag.
Right.
Yeah.
Did, when you were looking him up, did you search back far enough to see, did he ever have any original content, or has he just always been sniping other people's stuff?
Everything I saw was just a reaction. Some of them were like redoing people's things. Like, it was like he was copying that guy that does, he's another reaction guy, which again, yeah, is kind of lame. Yeah, at least he'll go do it. He'll show a quick clip and, you know, I don't know if he's attributing the people correctly either, but, you know, I didn't look into it that much. I have no interest in any of these reaction channels. Like, just it's lame. Like, it's just, you know, minimal effort, like nonsense. Just,
that's the one guy I do kind of like is lame. KB Lame.
Which one's that?
Have you seen that one? The black guy who's always, it's usually doing something where somebody does something ridiculously around and then he's like, he got super famous doing that.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, he was like the original one, right?
Yeah. And I think he was like one of the biggest TikTok people from that. Yeah, I mean,
he's got his own character on Fortnite. So.
Does he?
Yeah. That tells you a lot right there.
Yeah. Him and, the guy from Subway. Ooh. I said that. Does he have his own? I say that. Huh?
What?
The guy from Subway? Yeah, didn't I send you that meme?
No.
It was like, I think he's legally precluded from being allowed in children's games.
Yeah, let's hope.
But they were like, welcome, Subway, or Fortnite's latest character, Jared from Subway.
Ew.
I feel like we've been really negative. Maybe we should put a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
That's going to be you, because me and Chris are both negative all the time.
My big pick-me-up, take a look at my unboxing video.
I saw it. I didn't want to click it, because I didn't want the whatever to play.
It's a... I like that one. I'll just share a couple of the comments that I got from YouTube for that one, which I appreciated. This one was just like, this just made my day, man. I don't know why, but it did. And then one was like, I found this way funnier than necessary. And I was responding. I was like, I'm okay with that.
Looks like Jason Knight said that's funny. He likes it. That's yep. cool.
Yeah, that was one that I appreciated.
It seems like the knife community is fairly positive people. Like, you know, at least on people's posts that I read, they seem... Actually, I don't know, because House talks about a lot of them. But for the most part, I think...
Those are knife makers / machinists who are negative.
No doubt.
No, I mean, overall, the blacksmithing community, the knife making community, I've always found them to be, you know, very supportive and encouraging for the most part. But like with any community, you're going to have those outliers who are like, I don't like you because everybody else gives you attention and I should get all the attention. So I'm going to make sure that I get the attention, even if it's negative.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so like, oh, I don't deal with a ton. I know a few, like Moss Knives. That's my buddy Tom. He lives just to the south of me. I mean, it's mostly negative with him because he's my direct tool competition on Facebook Marketplace. So We get a lot of negative. We get shitty with each other, but not really. Like Dennis Tyrell, he called me the other day to talk about machining stuff, and he's getting a new lathe, which I think is cool that he's kind of going in that direction on his channel. And he's like, you have any tips about like for the metal lathe? And I was like, oh dude, you're gonna get hammered. You're gonna get hammered on YouTube so bad, because you know, if you don't know the faux pas, and you know, of course I go for the faux pas, so but I told him, I was like, just, you know, be ready, like you're gonna get the comments, but it'll be fine. Of course he's got a great attitude, he's a real positive guy, so
yeah, he can probably handle himself,
no doubt. He's Canadian. He'll get along.
Yeah. You're doing that wrong. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, man.
I think that, so like Stop Motion, is that what that, is it called Stop Motion? Yes. Yeah.
Stop Motion.
Yep. Stop Motion. That's it. I think you could probably do some forging videos like that. That would be pretty cool. I don't know if you could do it quick enough though, before it loses heat to get the pictures in.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. I wanted to, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, it is a bit of work doing the stop motion, and
no doubt.
I just didn't get as many views as I had kind of hoped on that one. I was like, come on. I mean, this is, you've got everything. It's unboxing. It's a box barfing its guts out. it kicks all the boxes. Come on.
How long did it take to make that video?
A couple of hours. Honestly, the toughest part was at the end, trying to get the voiceover to match up to the movement of the box, because I was using one of those vibration, you know, jawbone ones or whatever. So it's like it recorded faster, that when I'd say it, it would record that much faster than like if I was using one with a microphone, it seemed like. So getting them to match up, I had to do it several times before I was able to time it so that it matched up with the movements of the box.
That's interesting.
But because I especially wanted to have the burp and pardon me at the end. That was like, I had the whole thing playing out in my head while I was working, because I had gotten the box that morning while I was at work, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do an unboxing, and oh, I'm going to do stop motion, and oh, I'm going to do it this way, and oh, this is going to, I didn't even know what was in it yet. And so then, when I got almost everything out and then that knife blank was stuck in the side of it, I was like, oh, this is perfect. He's going to burp that up at the very end of it.
Yeah, see, I watched it with no sound on, so I didn't even hear it.
Me too. Oh. Me too. Because we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the problem. Like, I usually watch videos with the sound off, and I think a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem when I'm trying to do a shtick that
right.
requires the sound.
Yeah, it might be worth you putting a little, like, the caption on there that just says, like, sound on. Like, it just flashes on real quick, so people would listen.
Or you could have done, like, little text bubbles. Maybe there was even, like, a GIF of, like, you know, burp, like, that kind of thing that you could have added in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the frustrating part, I think, in some of these, that you only have very limited options, mainly just involving your title and stuff, after you've posted the video. So, and if you've gotten a few hundred views, you don't necessarily want to take it down and put it up with those changes, just hoping it's going to take off again or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how much title and that kind of stuff plays into anything, because I don't think a lot of people ever see that half the time. Nobody reads it. So I think, you know, like we've talked about before, I think the most important thing is just having something start immediately that's interesting. And then, you know, if you can use captions, that's probably a good idea. Like, I didn't do it on that concrete video today, and now I'm kind of like, eh, maybe I should have, because it's not doing so hot. But then again, I mean, who knows? There's any
You never know.
Number of reasons why it's not doing well right now. So
it's tough to really...
I was just going to say, it feels pretty slow all over right now. And granted, I have a lot less experience with it since, you know, I basically started hitting it pretty hard early November. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like, you know, since then it felt pretty steady November, December, and then all of a sudden just kind of feels really slack, like there's just not as many people watching things right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I mean, I've definitely in the last two, of course, I've ramped up my videos in the last 2 weeks, where I was like one every day or every other day. Now I'm two a day. And for the last 2 weeks, and I looked at all my numbers today just to see, because I was talking with Joey Steelblade, and he was asking me about, has it made a big difference with your channel? And I'm like, well, let's find out. So I just went over all my numbers with him while he was on the phone. And pretty much everything was like hundreds of percent up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I guess there's no denying that. But, and then, you know, it's not like I had a ton of exceptional videos that did really, really well. They all just kind of are performing, you know, they're all doing okay. So, but there's just so many more of them that it, I think it's just, you know, and I do feel like my follower counts have been going, you know, significantly jumping compared to like December time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. I feel like that gives a much better cushion when you have the higher follower counts, because then your content is more or less being force fed to a big pile of people, and you don't have to worry about people coming upon it naturally.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it does give you some, a little bit of a bump, but I know for sure, like if I post a video and it's all my friends commenting on it, like that I talk to or interact with all the time, I'm like, this one's going to bomb. Because if it's not strangers immediately, I'm like, it's going to bomb. And every once in a while, it'll pull through. But normally that's a sign of the kiss of death, is when it's all your people, you know, commenting right away.
Which is weird. Like,
which should be the opposite. It should make it go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's my concern to a certain extent also, because like, you know, when I was talking to Chris saying, hey, I got this video on TikTok, it's just tearing it up for me now. This is the best I've ever done. And he's like, oh, wow, how many comments does it have? And at that point, I was at like 750,000 views, and I was like, zero. And he's like, huh, weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know.
Like, not one. Like, not one person was like, said anything. Like,
yeah, that's weird. That's
good,
weird
or one. Bad.
Yeah.
Good, bad, indifferent, nothing, just zero comments, but people were saving it to favorites and liking it and following it. But I mean, also my like counts, and I thought this was just the trend, but my like counts, for example, on YouTube, I average almost every single one of my videos maintains this average too. I get about one like for every 100 views. So I don't know if that's good, bad, middle, but that seems to be my average for all my videos, is like one like every 100 views.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess I don't really pay attention to the numbers for stuff like that, or even like the number of comments. It's just I would expect something, you know?
Right. Normally at a million, you're like at least 50 comments. I mean, at least I would think.
Yeah, that's just wild.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, I don't know. There's a conference next month. I'm sure somebody there can tell you exactly what.
What's the conference?
Workbench. Yeah, I was going to say I wasn't invited.
Oh, Workbench Con?
Yeah. I'm sure someone there will know exactly
sure.
what's going on. They'll only charge you $600 to tell you the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already heard Keith's reaction video to about Workbench Con. So.
Do you guys remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when 9/11, after the planes hit the towers, it was like Carson Daly on MTV. He was like, oh, we're gonna get Ja Rule on the phone and talk to him. I don't know if you guys remember this. And then I'm like, what the who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks? And that's what I think about the people talking about Workbench Con. Like, who gives a fuck what these people think? Like, yeah. I don't know.
No, but I guess, was too busy rerouting people with all the canceled flights because I worked for the airline at that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just remember seeing it afterwards. I think it was like Chappelle or somebody brought it up. And they were saying how, like, what the fuck? And they're like, who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks? And they got him on the phone, and he's like, yeah, it's just crazy. That was like his whole commentary, you know?
Most of you may not realize, but I have a degree in architecture, so I can tell you exactly what's happening with those steel girders in there.
Oh, man, I watched a video the other day on TikTok, and it was this iron worker, and he was straightening up an I-beam. Have you seen that video? Where he's walking with the torch, like this I-beam is like crazy bent, crooked, and he's walking up with a torch and then like a bucket of water, and he's like heating it and then quenching it, and it's like a 100-foot I-beam, and he's just like bringing it out of like S-curves to perfectly straight. It was pretty cool.
That's interesting.
I left a comment and been like, that's not how I would have did it.
If you just buy them straight to begin with.
Where's your evaporust?
Looks a little rusty. Looks like it could use a dunk.
You're going to need a big bucket.
Yeah, no doubt. You're going to definitely be a corporate chill for that much.
It's funny. We all look for like the easy video that like always takes off. Yeah. And it seems like evaporust is one of those things. Like if you use it, you know, the right way, because people don't understand it. It seems like it's got to be something people don't understand, like my induction forge.
Yeah.
I can do something with that. And my go-to is the drill bit, the broken drill bit that people don't notice is broken. And, you know, it's got paint on it, so it like smokes and whatever. And I can hold it with my finger for a while because the heat doesn't, you know, it transfers up to where my hand is pretty slow. And that just all blows people's minds.
Yeah.
Ah, witchcraft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw they were calling you like Kevlar mittens or something like that. Like asbestos fingers.
Asbestos fingers, yeah.
That'd be a good channel name.
Little known Bond villain.
He takes a long time to kill you. Years and years. Eventually.
You expect me to talk asbestos fingers? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to slowly develop mesothelioma.
Oh, my God. I'm going to use that to open the episode. Oh, man.
Well, all right, so what's next? What are we talking about now?
I don't know. Maybe we should...
Maybe we should shit on Corey.
Switch it up. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that he wasn't here.
He told me that this morning. He's like, oh, I'm not going to be there. I'm like, what the fuck? What
are we doing? That was going to be like the best part. Night. Just telling him, you know, so this is what we did this year. What have you done? Like, oh, wow, you gained 100 followers. That's great. Good job.
How did you look up, when you were talking earlier, you said you were looking up your Instagram numbers from January 6th?
You can look it up on Social Blade, but you have to make an account so you can.
Social Blade does Instagram as well as.
Yeah, they do.
I've been on there with my YouTube account, but.
Yeah, they got everything on there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because, my YouTube account started at a C minus and they just upped me to a B minus last I checked. So.
I think I'm a B minus too.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I'm at too. And I got 130,000 followers. Like, I don't know. I don't know where they get that rating.
Well, I don't know where they come up with that then.
And I think I earn between $100,000 and $1 million a year.
Oh, sweet. That's the great thing too. I'm looking for the money they said I'm making also.
Oh, yeah. 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 I'm sure it's probably coming. You know, it'll be like back paid.
Do you guys know
be making that much with reaction videos?
Yeah, I bet. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just doing reaction videos. I'm gonna react to people's reaction videos.
You're like, look at this fucking idiot.
Yeah. Like, there is no way. Yeah.
Yeah, there just quit no copyright striking people and just react to their video of your video.
Right.
And you're like, do you think I should do this? And yeah, it's you awesome. In the video. And you're like, I don't know.
I can react to my own videos. That would be great.
Look at this idiot.
people be like, isn't that you in the video?
I don't think so. I don't see the resemblance. No. It was like, look at this moron. He thinks you can dry pour concrete. It's like, but you did that. It's like, I don't think so. I don't remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do not recall.
Maybe combining the two is where you go now. So you had the evaporust video and you had the dry pour. So now instead of water, just spray evaporust in the dry concrete.
That's right.
Hey, that could be the new thing.
Slowly pull rusty bolts and stuff out of the concrete, then after it starts to dry, you chip out some broken drill bit and then stick it right in the induction forge.
I had somebody before on one of those. I don't think I used evaporust, but you know, it was something similar. Just
right.
We're all like chelating agents. And I used one, had my hand in it, I didn't have glasses on. And this guy's like, oh, you're going to splash that in your eye. I put like a little tiny hammerhead in it or something. He's like, you're going to go blind. And I'm like, from what? He's like, that stuff's going to get in your eye. And I'm like, it's not toxic. He goes, it doesn't matter. Do you think it wouldn't hurt your vision? And I'm like, yes, I do think that. Like, would Coca-Cola getting in your eye, you know, hurt? And like, I think nobody knows exactly what's in evaporust, but people have made similar things. And one of the things is like something that's in makeup is also a chelating agent. So it's something like a skincare product. So people are literally using it on their skin. Yeah. And it's that mixed with like, it was like a citric acid or something like, just normal stuff. Like you drink that, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know, people hear acid and they think, you know, big, big glowing green vat that, you know, melts metal.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even cause they had the guy who came up with the formula for evaporust on the, what is it? Axe and Iron.
Oh, really?
Chris Cash and a couple years ago they had him basically a whole long interview him talking about how he came up with the process and everything and they're like, so how do you get rid of it? And he's like, I pour it on my flowers because once it soaks up that iron, it that's something that plants love to eat it up, and a lot of times the flowers and things, it'll give them more brilliant colors.
Yeah, that's not even an acid. Like it breaks the bond between the iron oxide and like the base metal.
Yeah. Right.
So you're just left with the base metal, like, and it doesn't do anything to the base metal, where even like vinegar or citric acid could or will eventually start eating away at the base
metal. You can leave stuff in evaporust for years and it won't once it gets past the rust, it won't do anything else.
Yeah.
I've heard it even sucks the rust out from under paint in some instances. So yeah. I've got this. This is my future video coming up. Once I get a big bucket of evaporust, I've got this thing that I bought, and there's something painted on it, but I can't read it because of all the rust. And then it's full of nuts and bolts and all the little compartments inside this metal box. And so I want to do a video just dunking the whole thing in there.
Damn,
and then
right.
Bringing it out, just dumping out, and open it up and see what it looks like. And then see if any of that paint is able to reappear, you know, with the rust disappearing off of it, if you can actually read what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to go get some because I've got, I opened my barbecue grill the other day and there was, I think I talked about it on here, actually. There was a griddle on there and it's just been rusting for, I don't know, probably a couple of years that I used it and then just forgot about it and never used that grill again. So I think that'll be a good restoration project.
Well, you know what to do.
Yep. Oh, no, I gloves. Know exactly what to do. Yep. And then after I start restoring it, I'm going to, you know, you take out the grinder, polish it up real nice.
Right.
Just bob for it, like after you've dropped it in, then just put your hands behind your back and bob down, pull it out with your teeth.
Yes, this is the proper way to remove
stuff. This is the way to do it. Rust. Although first put gloves on like this, and then go like, and then stick your hands behind your back and tuck your head in.
Yeah, it's you'll get the comments, that's for sure. It's a bunch of people were telling me in my comments, they're like, yeah, when I looked it up, it's actually even safe to get in your eyes. Like, it's not going to do anything. And my comment back to them was like, I know what I have to do. I just don't know if I'm strong enough to do it.
Yeah.
I was going to mention, going back to the Social Blade thing, because the one thing I did see on Social Blade that I picked up when I was reading it is, because you said you couldn't go back any further than the 6th of January?
Yeah, they only updated on the 6th. I was trying to get to the 1st of January. They only update certain days.
Okay, because when I was trying to look up earlier parts of mine, it said that the first time you look it up is as far back as they can go. So I didn't know if you had looked it up previous to the 6th of January or...
Maybe, or I have no idea.
Yeah. Because I remembered you mentioning that on Working Hands podcast, and so I wasn't sure if maybe that was the reason you couldn't go back any further. Or...
No, it's. I mean, I was when I searched Chris, I was able to go back further. Like I could go back way further, but
oh, okay.
Just their updates was like December 29th, January 6th, January 15th.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Right. They do like updates like once a week or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So January 6th was the closest to the new year I could get the stats. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were just trying to see like what kind of gains we had. I mean, Chris didn't have as much as me, but he did pretty good. did we even talk about what we're supposed to be talking about? I feel like we went off the rails, and by we, I mean probably me, but
yeah, I think that's how we started sort of,
it's all good. Have you heard this podcast before?
We talked about like what we started with,
just the ones I've been on.
But yeah, I could actually go back. I had my little yearly thing on YouTube. Well, of course, now it doesn't want to work. But I've basically just been focusing on shorts right now.
Right.
For the subscriber growth and stuff. And it won't give me my yearly.
What are you sitting on YouTube? Just ballpark.
For subscribers? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
225.
Okay.
And when I started posting regularly, I think I had 3. And so...
3 people. Like...
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, 300? You're going down?
No. No, if I go to... Yeah, it says I gained 91 in the last 28 days.
Yeah, so that's great growth.
So, yeah, if I go back 90 days, it says I gained 224. So...
Right.
Because I think I lost one at some point, or... I did make the mistake of, I was like, okay, well, I started playing around with puppets for a bit, and I'm like, okay, maybe I can combine the two, and that didn't seem to work out very well. The puppet videos did not do well at all.
I wouldn't think so. People are like creeped out.
But that was funny. The people on Instagram, which I, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because I interact with more people on Instagram, like actually personally. I had a lot of people on Instagram going, yeah, I love it. It's great. And, you know, like Brian House, I, you know, sent some to him before I started posting them. And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think of these? My wife thinks it'll muddy my brand. And I'm like, I don't really have a brand yet. I'm just getting started. And Brian is like, yeah, I love it. I say go for it. But then again, I love puppets. So take that for what you will.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting blend. I would not think that would work. So,
well, because it all started with one of the videos that I had where I was just doing like a PSA, but I called it a puppet service announcement.
Oh, okay.
Where I just had a black hot one of those mini swords made out of the nail, and then I had made a paper hand, and I was like, "Oh, cool, a sword! I'm gonna grab it." And he reaches, and it's still hot enough, even though you can't see it. It's still hot enough that it made the papers start on fire and start smoking.
Right.
And then I had this fish puppet come in and go, I am a fish. You should not touch things in the blacksmith shop unless you know for a certainty they are cool to touch. And then I was like, hey, I've got this Kermit puppet over here also. And so I did make a second channel, but I haven't been doing anything with it, with the puppets.
Yeah.
So I have Crafty Man and Crafty Puppets are my two channels.
I've seen some Kermit videos that did well on TikTok.
Do they all involve cucumbers?
Yeah. you gotta start stepping it up a little bit with your pop of videos.
Hey, is your name Emerson? Emerson Big Old Titties.
Oh, man. All right.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean.
All right, let me go ahead and read these patrons off. So if you would like to help support the podcast, you can do so by heading over to patreon.com/makeshiftpodcast. We got a couple different levels that you can support us at over there. Oh, man, we even got a new patron this week that we got to mention. We read everyone's name out every week. We have Keith Drennan of Blackthorn Concepts, Ed Johns of PuttJoints.com, JJ's Repair, Green Street Joinery, Mike Nye, A Man with a Whippet, Brenda, Chad's Custom Creations, Mike from Pixels to Prototype, Fire and Steel Podcast Listener, UK Knife Maker Supply, Henry Davis of HG1 Metalworks, Woodland Iron, David Beckwith, Jake Largan of Metal Chef Customs, MaritimeKnifeSupply.com, Adam Coonrat, David Wood, The Grant Alexander, Austin Saunders, Just Brad at Brad's Customs, Jeff Stein, A Weird Guy, Ryan of Gnome Hammer Forge, Scott at Dad It Yourself DIY, BexArmory.com, Waffle Beaver, Robert DeMarco, Christy Steinman, CPA, David and Joanna at Wideworks, Miguel, Overall Maker Works, Chris from Green Money Fab, Joey Adelano, Dave Pratt, Riley White at White Flame Forge, Earl the Third, Broken Tooth Forge, and our newest patron this week is Dean Duplantis. So Dean was on, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, and Dean does a podcast with Austin, which you're probably already listening to. And he does a little bit of everything, a little bit of woodworking. He's got lasers and 3D printers, all sorts of stuff. So make sure you check Dean out on Instagram. And we've also got to thank, let me mention Ryan of Gnome Hammer Forge. So every month, and again, he was on just a couple weeks ago. Every month he does a giveaway. So if you're interested in that, all you got to do is be like one of our patrons or one of his patrons, and you'll get free entries into that. And he's just making different hammers for every month now. And then we've also got to thank the show sponsor, Pwn CNC. You can find them at pwncnc.com. They make all sorts of stuff for CNC routers, dust boots, and clamps. And they've got spindle kits that are all pre-wired for your various machines. And now they've got the automatic tool changer. They're always coming out with new stuff. So Daniel is a big supporter of the maker community. So make sure you go support him. And you can find him on Instagram or Facebook and all those places at PWNCNC. Sweet. So what do you guys think?
I think we didn't do anything we said we were going to do.
I think we did. We were going to talk about
social media, and we did.
We did, yeah. And then we just started going off.
Yeah. One thing I didn't do is Corey said that I was supposed to do an impression of him, but I was going to try and talk to you about, yeah, I should have mentioned that when you asked if there's anything before we started the show, but I was like, instead of trying to do an actual Corey impression, I was just going to do the Sling Blade voice from Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, I'm Corey Stanley. I like mashed taters.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, on that note, you guys got anything else? Do we want to talk about what we've been working on? We didn't talk about that.
I kind of did. I mean,
did you? No, why? What have you?
He's declaring war on some guy. from another country.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to say, no, actually, I shouldn't say that. let me...
Thank you. Thank you for using your discretion. I appreciate that.
There's just one more thing I gotta say.
You showed great restraint. All right. Well,
I've had 45 minutes to cool off.
But it's still not quite enough.
Oh, boy.
Well, goose fraba. Goose fraba.
All right, you guys want to tell them where you can, where they can find you, Austin?
Sure, I can. High Caliber Craftsman Builds, Instagram, High Caliber Craftsman, other places, and Making Our Way podcast.
How about you, Luke?
Crafty Man Forge on Instagram. Crafty is with a K. Crafty Man on YouTube with a K. Crafty Man on TikTok
with a 4.
Also can be. @KR4FTY. But if you search Crafty Man with a K,
it does,
my videos will come up and you can find me that way.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for joining me tonight, guys. Hopefully, I mean, maybe Corey will be back. I don't know. Hopefully, but maybe Corey will be back next week.
Well, I'm busy next week. So somebody else is going to have to.
Yeah. It'll either be me and Corey or we might skip a week. Oh, man. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next week, maybe.
Later.
Bye, y'all.